From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. What if our cell phones could automatically block our ability to text behind the wheel? A Florida Atlantic University professor says he's developed software to make that happen. It comes as most states have passed laws against texting and driving. In Florida, that's a secondary offense, which means a driver must be pulled over for some other reason first, like running a stop sign. Drivers can't be pulled over simply because an officer sees them typing on their phone. Delray Beach Democratic Representative Irv Schlossberg tried to change that during the last legislative session. He proposed an amendment to a broader transportation bill that would have made texting while driving a primary offense.
We have a free-for-all on our roads. And the question is, are we going to address this free-for-all right here and now and make this a primary offense?
He got support from Sarasota Republican Representative Ray Pilon, who compared the texting law with the seatbelt law.
It took us 4 or 5 years just to get the no texting as a secondary offense. It took about the same time for seatbelt laws as a secondary offense, but it didn't take very long after that to figure out that we all should be wearing our seatbelts and that law enforcement should be able to ding you if you don't do it.
But Schlossberg's amendment was overwhelmingly voted down. West Palm Beach Democratic Representative Bobby Powell argued that officers can't always tell whether the driver is texting.
And being that it's subjective, that means that they're arbitrarily going to be pulling people over. I do believe that if there were a way that you could tell if someone were texting or not without it being subjective, then I would be in support of this bill.
FAU College of Engineering professor Daniel Revive may have the answer, and it has nothing to do with law enforcement. Revive envisions a day, soon, when no one will be able to text and drive because their phones won't let them. He joins us to talk about a program he created that is still in development. Professor, you've come up with a way for cell phone providers to block the texting capability of whoever is in the driver's seat of a moving vehicle.
Correct. As soon as they get above certain threshold, let's say 5 miles per hour, then this cell phone is moving fast enough to be identified as moving vehicle. You can do whatever you like to do to practically every single feature of the cell phone.
So the cell phone company can disable texting and any number of other things. There will be those who say that this whole concept is creepy, a program that'll take action on my phone because it knows where I'm sitting and where my phone is located. How do you allay those concerns?
You know, we lost so much privacy anyway. Our phone allows for third party to know a lot about us. So compared to how much privacy, quote unquote, we are losing, it's almost nothing. Plus, if we can save lives, I think the opposition to this kind of requirement will be very minimal.
Would users have the option of turning off the program in their phone settings if they don't want to be tracked? Or do you see this as something that may just be a normal part of our lives and this is what you get when you buy a cell phone?
I would love to see it part of normal life. And if you really have the urge to text, stop on the side. Now you can text as long as you want. And the system will know that you stopped.
You've licensed the program to Port Nexus, that's a mobile app technology company based in Dania Beach. Can you give us an idea of who would have oversight of the program and when cell phone providers might have access to it?
The software is very simple software. Those who can make the decision should make it. It can be, you know, the big brother, it can be the government, maybe insurance company can be involved. Insurance company can say, you know, it's worth it for me if I give you a discount of 20%. If you allow me to block you from texting.
So it sounds like consumers wouldn't pay extra for the program on their phone, and as long as it isn't mandatory, they could save money in other ways by using it.
Right, yes. So if we make it incentive-based, people are going to say, you know what, it's worth it for me to save $200 by not texting.
That's FAU professor Daniel Revive. His invention is already being pitched to cell phone providers. From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.